This has to be one of the smartest financial plays I have seen a player make in a long time. My name is A.B. Ridgway. I'm a certified private wealth advisor professional with over a decade of experience. The host of Financial Advisors say the darndest things in my mom's favorite Christian financial advisor. And today, Antonio Brown has filed for bankruptcy, but it's not what you think. In the headline, it says, "I'm broke. Ex-patriot flames out claims he's filing for bankruptcy." When we think of bankruptcy, we think of someone becoming homeless, closing their doors, and eating beans and bologna for the next 5 years. But we're going to go over this article, and then I'm going to explain why this was a great financial move. Let's take a look at the article. Antonio Brown made some wild claims on social media this week, most notably saying that he is filing for bankruptcy and that he's a lock for the Hall of Fame. Brown, who's active and erratic on social media, made a bizarre breaking news post on one of his accounts, CTESPN Network, that claimed that he filed for bankruptcy on Monday. Now, before we kind of get into the meat and potatoes of this, what is this bankruptcy that we're talking about? Well, there's two types of bankruptcies. There's Chapter 11 and there's Chapter 13. There are other chapters, but these are the two most popular ones. So, what's the difference? Once again, when we think of bankruptcy, we think of being homeless and no longer having money. But this is not what he filed. He filed a voluntary Chapter 11. So if we take a look here, it looks like Antonio Tavares Brown filed for bankruptcy, and it looked like it's a voluntary submission here. It's a voluntary Chapter 11 bankruptcy. He filed it out of Fort Lauderdale, Florida. So what's the difference? Well, let's take a look at some of the similarities first. So both Chapter 11 and 13 are two different types of bankruptcies. Both types of filing allow for the discharging of debt, but have different costs, eligibility, and time to completion. What that means is that when you file Chapter 13 or you file Chapter 11, is going to depend on how you are filing it. Are you filing it as an individual or are you filing it as a company? Now, Antonio Brown owns a lot of companies. Keep that in mind here. When we're talking about debt and how it happens, a lot of your most famous people have filed bankruptcy. And so all you need to do is an easy Google search. Top companies that have filed Chapter 11 bankruptcies recently. So here we're coming up with some popular brands: Vice Media, Guitar Center, GNC, Taylor Brands, right? These are names that we know and we understand. And guess what? They are still here. So how can they file for bankruptcy and have nothing and still be available to do business? That's the beauty of the differences. So Chapter 13 is reserved for individuals with stable incomes while also having specific debt limits. So what happens with Chapter 13 is that they take your debt and say, listen, this is the plan that you need to pay over the next 3 to 5 years. Now, Chapter 11 can be done by almost any individual or business with no specific debt level limits and no required income. And that's why we see these big companies that do it. And mostly when you do it personally, we file under Chapter 13. So what Antonio Brown is really trying to do is saying, I want to operate my company, but I don't want it to look like I have a lot of money. I think in some documents, they say that he claimed that he only had $50,000, that all his money is tied up in his businesses. So I want you to imagine bankruptcy, Chapter 11, like a renegotiation of debt. It gives the filer the opportunity to downsize, to perform layoffs, and get things in order in a timely manner without diving themselves deeper into debt, right? So Antonio is protecting his business interest and pushing out this narrative saying, I'm broke, I don't have any money, let me get a Cash App. Listen, when the courts go and look at those documents, they're going to track what he's saying, what he's buying, what he's doing. Also, his creditors are going to be looking for that as well. So as a voluntary Chapter 11, he needs to submit a proposal about how he is going to repay this debt and what time frame, to who he's going to pay it to, and what amount. So that's very important, because if he doesn't do that, then the courts are going to assign his repayment policy. So should we criticize him for his mismanagement, or is this really just a business decision saying, listen, the business may not be doing well. I want to protect myself as an individual, so I'm going to file bankruptcy. This may not be the 30 for 30 ESPN mismanagement of money that we see all too often, where NFL players actually do go broke, where they don't have any money and they're extremely in debt, and not because of their businesses, but because of their conspicuous consumption, the things that they buy. So like I said, we've heard it all before for the 30 for 30 documentaries, but this isn't it. Well, that's it for me.